Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, I'm going to spend some time talking about tips to get into shape for summer and my top five tips, regardless of whether you're a guy or a girl looking to lose body fat, looking to build a little bit of muscle. I'm going to try and answer some questions and general tips that work for the majority of people and hopefully provide you guys with a load of value to help you get into shape for the summer. It's one of those times of year that it's way easier to stay on track with motivation, particularly if the weather is nice, because you're wearing less clothes, you've got more nights out planned or events that you're going to, that you're either going to be wearing a dress or a t-shirt or going on a summer holiday or on the beach or whatever it is. It tends to keep motivation higher. So I'm going to spend today's episode talking about tips that can help the majority of people that will support you going forward and getting into amazing shape for the summer, and that you can do for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, and that will hopefully have you peaking for, you know, mid-July, August, for when you're planning you go away or you've got the Galway races if you're in Ireland or any event that's coming up. So number one, and this is probably the most important tip I can ever offer anybody throughout the year, is making sure that your training program and nutritional plan is in alignment with your goals. One of the reasons I created my GAA Lean Body Program, which is effectively a program combining your body composition and getting the body you want in terms of building muscle or losing body fat, whether you're a camogie player, ladies footballer, hurler, or footballer, but also improving your performance. When I started training first and joined the gym first, I got a gym membership for my 16th birthday, which is probably my best birthday present ever. I got it from my mom and dad. And I started doing bodybuilding work in the gym. So what started happening to me was I started to read the bodybuilding magazines, and I was eating food and doing training programs that were for bodybuilding. And as a result, my training and my actual football performance started to suffer. It did take about 18 months, 2 years to really notice it, because I started to slow down. My reaction wasn't as good. I was looking better, but my training program wasn't in alignment with it. So the reason I designed my entire GAA Lean Body Program is to give you a little bit of context on how important it is, regardless of your gender or goals, to have your training and nutrition in alignment with whatever your specific goals are. If you're trying to look incredible to fit into a dress for an event or for your wedding or for a wedding or an event you're attending, or if you're a guy looking to build in a bit of muscle so that you look better on the beach in Ibiza, or you want to peak for your championship but get abs or a flat stomach in the process, you can do all that, but you just need to make sure that your training program and nutrition is in alignment with that. So the number one thing is that regardless of what you do, the way you eat and the way you're training is conducive to the end goal. So if you know you want to be leaner to go away on holidays, or you know you want to look amazing for your friend's wedding, you want to make sure that your nutrition and training is focusing towards that. Because if you're in the gym doing 4 or 5 reps and working in strength parameters and eating too many calories and eating too many carbohydrates and doing all these things that are the opposite to changing body composition to make you leaner, you're not going to get where you want to get as fast as you want to get there, if at all. So the number one thing is making sure that you follow a training program and nutrition plan that is for you and is working towards what you want. The truth is, you can do whatever it is you want in terms of body composition. You can lose fat, you can drop weight, you can build muscle, you can improve performance, you can do all of those things together, but you have to make sure that it's all in alignment with that. It's one of these things, and one of my favorite quotes is, you can't hit a target you can't see. So as long as you know what the end goal is, you can work towards that. There's a chapter in my book that I've talked on, Think with the End in Mind, and it's more of a mindset thing that translates and transmutes and transcends into every aspect of life. When I was competing, and I'll use myself because your own best example, when I was competing in the world of fitness modeling and bodybuilding and living that lifestyle, I knew what the end goal was. So everything I did was leading up towards that, building more muscle, losing body fat. So I ate that way, I used supplements that way, I trained that way because I knew what the end goal was. The same thing works now for my business, for my relationship with my daughter Holly. I know what the end goal is. I want to be her go-to person in life. I want my business to thrive and serve as many people as possible. So I have the end goal, and then you just put the action steps in place. There's a section in my book on that, but it translates into every aspect of your life, and that's what you need to do in terms of of getting in shape for the summer is once you know what you want to do, make sure that your training program and your nutrition is in alignment with that. Number two then, assuming that you have your, you're either doing, you know, an online program or you're working with a trainer or you're playing with your club or you're playing sport or you're running or doing whatever it is that is in alignment with your goal and you have that all addressed, the next thing then is going to be to set a target, set a date and then work towards that. One of the reasons that I love people coming through my online programs, particularly in the summer, is there's so many dates to focus on because there's normally a holiday, there's normally an event, there's normally a wedding, there's normally something coming up that's very, very tangible that you want to look better for. So my advice would be to make sure that you set that date and work towards it. I know myself, and again, I'll use myself because you're your own best example, the times when I've fallen off in terms of not training as hard, not staying on focus on my diet was when I wasn't working towards anything. Because if otherwise it's nearly impossible to stay on track. I find that anyone that I've worked with over the last few years and myself and friends that I talk to that are in the fitness industry, when you're not working towards something and you're not working towards the end of a 6-week program or a 12-week program or working towards an event or a wedding or a match or whatever it is, it's very hard to stay focused. So I would manipulate and even manifest a date that you want to look ready by and you want to be in shape by. This is one of the reasons that I do like things like photo shoots and in some cases fitness shows for people at that level because it gives you a tangible date to work towards and that can allow you to get into shape much, much better because that extra scoop of ice cream or those extra few drinks or that harder training session and those few reps either don't seem as daunting or don't seem as tempting if it's in the case of food or drink when you're trying to look your best for a date. Some of the best transformations that I've ever seen with people I've worked with and I've seen in general was when people were working towards their wedding or an event or a date. It's why I keep bringing it back to that because in my experience, working towards the races or going on holiday or an event where you're going to be on the beach or in a bikini or in a swimsuit or in shorts or in a beat at a club or whatever it is normally allows you to stay focused on the track all the way through. And even when you don't want to do the extra reps or you don't want to do your cardio or you don't want to eat your next meal, it allows you to stay on track and gives you something to work towards. Now, these are tips for the summer. Of course, they work all the way through the year. And I do set mini goals for myself. A lot of my training personally now is for my own headspace, but it also, I do set little mini things that, oh, well, I want to look this way by this date, or I want to be fitter for my championship game that's coming up, or whatever it is that I've channeled it in, that tends to massively support me. So it's one of the reasons that I offer it. So I would set a date, even if you have to manifest it for a weekend of a friend's birthday, that I'm going to work for these 6 weeks, I'm going to work for these 12 weeks, and I'm going to try and get into my best shape possible, and I'm going to stay on my nutritional plan, I'm going to adjust it because the best nutritional plan is the one that fits into your lifestyle and goals and works for you long term. One of the reasons that people in my top 50 program come through my program and stay, get into incredible shape and stay in incredible shape is probably the only difference because there's incredible, any good trainer out there, as a side note, any good trainer out there has a great training program, whether they're online or one-to-one or whatever it is. If they're a reputable trainer, the training program is probably very good, particularly if it aligns with your philosophy and way of life. But it's the long-term sustainability. If I was to only pick one thing that changed it, and this isn't a plug for my program, by all means, there's loads of great trainers, I'm saying it myself, but the truth is the only difference I think in my program and some of the other ones is I try and get you into incredible shape, show you how you did it by working with me and my coaches, and then trying to keep it forever because at the end of the day, we all know how to lose weight. We eat less food and train more. You're going to lose weight. You're going to lose fat. To build more muscle, you eat more food and you lift heavier weight or you work for more tension on your reps and you build muscle. But to be able to sustain that long term is the key. So that's one of my main focuses, but that's why setting those mini goals can also have a massive effect. By doing that every 6 weeks, every 12 weeks, every few months can allow you to stay on track long term because you have the nutritional strategy that works for your bodies with foods that you enjoy that work for you, and then you have a training program that you're able to go back to and use and change up the systems and parameters to make it work for you. So my advice would be, this is a summer tip, but it's also a life tip, is make sure that you have your nutritional plan that works for you long term in alignment with your goals, a training program that you know that works for you, that's conducive to what you're looking to do, and then use the strategies and set the dates and targets and days and events so that you're have motivation all the way through. It's very easy to stay motivated when you're seeing your body change. Progress is addictive, and a lot of people will ask how to stay motivated. When you're seeing your body composition change, it's a lot easier to stay motivated. So remember that progress is addictive. Once you're actually physically responding, it's much easier to stay on track. It's easier to push. One of the analogies I always think of getting in shape, regardless of what that looks like for you and regardless of your gender, is like pushing a big tire up a hill. It's really hard to push the tire up the hill, but it's pretty easy to keep it up there. That's what getting in shape is like. When you find the nutritional strategies and training programs, it's a slog and a grind for 6, 12, 18 weeks or whatever it is kind of program you're following or plan you're following. But once you actually get in that shape, it's very easy to hold it because you know what works. You know, assuming you've done it the right way and you haven't crash dieted and you haven't injured yourself and by doing a silly program, you know what works for you, and then you just double down on that and keep setting new targets and new dates, and then you just manipulate your nutritional plan and manipulate your training program and play around with the parameters in order to keep you in that shape or push you to the next level. So I hope that helps. Okay, so my next tip then is, this is one that is very much my own philosophy coming to summertime. I normally pull out cardio and add in more finishers coming into the summer months or whenever I'm trying to get leaner. I also do this with people in my online program on week 3 and week 6, and I'll use the top 50 program as context for this answer. When you do cardio, the way it works so well is when you're at 70% or above of your max heart rate, you're in quote unquote your fat burning zone. What happens when you pull out cardio then and add in finishers, which are effectively just different movements for different rep ranges, normally body weight mixed with some weights for higher volume, you're not only getting your heart rate at 70% or above, you're actually going to tear more fibers down on top of elevating your heart rate, so that you're killing two birds with one stone effectively. You're elevating metabolism through that amount of fiber tears, which means that when you rest, you're still burning calories trying to repair from that workout, but you also got your heart rate up at 70% or above. It's one of the reasons that I love high intensity interval training so much, is because you can effectively do both with that as well. Just a faster way to do that is add in finishers. So one of my favorite ones is picking two bodyweight movements and doing 25 reps on each one, and then just doing them as fast as you can, or doing them for tension on both sides, and some bodyweight squats and a push-up, for example, and you're doing 25 reps on each, 4 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're doing them, that's your finisher, and you're subbing that in instead of cardio. That is just a great way to elevate your metabolism, and is one of my go-tos. Anyone following my Snapchat right now, you'll see a lot more of that conditioning work and those finishers that I add in when I'm just trying to get a little bit leaner for summer. So definitely follow my Snapchat, BrianK019, and that'll give you some ideas on different kinds of finishers that I use. And anyone that's came through my online program or coming through my online program, you guys know all about it from week 3 and week 6 on phase 1. Okay, the next one then is going to be a nutritional tip. This is very context dependent on the training program you're following. It's very hard to give isolated advice on nutrition without knowing what the training program is. So that's why I always say it's so important to make sure that your training and your nutrition is in alignment with your goals and not just one or the other. Because the truth is, if you're doing a strength program, eating a calorie deficit or cycling your carbohydrates like I'm going to suggest now may not work as well for you, because you're not working for optimal tension range. So you may be better to play around with a different nutritional system in that context. However, if you are doing the finishers that I talked about, high intensity training, working for tension, doing all of these things that is going to support you with your calories, where support you with your goals, whether it's to build muscle, improve performance, and lose body fat, cycling your carbs may have a place for nearly everybody. Assuming you're not following a ketogenic diet where your carbohydrates are significantly lower and your protein significantly lower, so your body's able to switch into using ketones as its energy source as opposed to glucose, for the majority of other people, some form of carb cycling can work quite well. Again, it's very context dependent, but it's something that's worth manipulating over the summer months depending on the program you're following. So my favorite way to cycle carbohydrates, and again, this is context dependent on the program. I personally, in my online program, don't cycle carbohydrates, because when you're working for so much tension and using high intensity as your finisher, and you're using high intensity interval training as your cardio, and then you're subbing in finishers, you're going to get away with a slightly higher or more stable carbohydrate intake, because you're going to burn up those carbohydrates very, very quickly. That being said, there are people that come to the program and I will put them on a carb cycling plan, because I tailor it and tweak it with each person. So there may be a way that you can sub in a carb cycling strategy to speed up fat loss. For anyone that doesn't know about carb cycling, it effectively just means that you vary up your intake of carbohydrates on different days. So for example, you'll probably go with a high carbohydrate intake on your hardest training session days. You may go with a medium intake of carbohydrate on your moderate training days, and you'll probably go low carbohydrate on your rest days. So again, the numbers can vary. If you're bulking up and a guy that's 100 kilos looking to add more size, your carbohydrate numbers are going to be way, way higher than a girl who's looking to lose body fat and, you know, get drop a couple of dress sizes. So the numbers will vary, but the only consistent is that they're different numbers on the 3 days. Some people will go high low, some people will go medium high low, and some people will just cycle it so that it's constantly changing, where they're going low carb for 5 days and then a spike with a refeed. There's loads of different ways to carb cycle, so it's very much dependent on your metabolism, your ability to digest carbohydrates, and the training program you're following. My personal easiest way to follow it, and that is worth experimenting with over the summer months, is rest days, go low carbohydrate, whatever that looks like for you, 50 grams, 100 grams, 300 grams. On moderate training days, you're not as intense training sessions, go with a moderate intake of carbohydrates. And then on your hardest training session, your leg days or days you're doing high intensity finishers or whatever it is, go with your high carbohydrate days would be my advice. And then play around with that system and see how your body responds. The reason it works so well is because it stops your body stagnating, because you get a refeed or an effective increase in carbohydrates every few days, which stops your metabolism stalling. If you go too low calorie or too low carbohydrate for too long, assuming you're not switching into a ketogenic state, your body's metabolism can start to slow down. It's why people plateau on low carb. But when you have a refeed, a strategic refeed in there, where you have a high carbohydrate day, that can reset your metabolism and get you going again. So it's something you can actually do long term and work can work very, very well for certain people, depending on your own metabolic makeup. And then the last thing is using certain fat burning supplements. So again, there isn't a supplement on the planet that's going to work if you haven't gotten your nutrition and training right. So assuming that you've done everything that I've talked about in this episode, or that has, you know, for a fact works for you, there are certain supplements that will speed up fat loss. The easy thing to do is go into a supplement shop and buy an over-the-counter fat burner, and that's what a lot of people do. However, when you do that, you do put your body at risk of rebounding out the other side. All the fat burners on the market are very, very different in terms of, there is no one fat burner. They're all made up of different ingredients, and different ingredients have different effects on the body. Some fat burners will have a higher amount of an appetite suppressant, so you won't get as hungry and you'll lose weight or drop body fat by actually not eating as much food. Others will have a very high dose of caffeine, so it means that your energy level is high even though your calorie intake is down. Some will have a higher intake of green tea extract, which means your metabolism will elevate, so you'll burn more calories during the day. Most fat burners are a combination of all those different ingredients and have different effects on the body. My advice would be to not go and buy an over-the-counter fat burner that costs you fucking 50 euro that lasts for a month, that you may rebound out the other side because your appetite's been suppressed for so long, and then when you come off them, your fucking appetite skyrockets. You can tell I've got caught with this. I remember using a supplement, as a side note, it was Deaxaprin, I think, by iForce. Fucking incredible fat burning supplement, but I was able to go the whole day on like an apple, and was the most ridiculous thing. And when you came off it, then your hunger, I had the worst rebound ever, because you were literally able to survive on very little calories. I kept some chicken and protein in there, and I was able to get very, very, very lean, very, very, very quickly over a 6 week period. But the rebound on the other side, because of the appetite suppressant ingredients that were in it, was not worth the mental setback that I felt. And then that horrible watery feeling when you rebound out the other side. The truth is, I personally don't think anyone should use over-the-counter fat burners unless you're preparing for a photo shoot or a fitness show where you have to look at a very, very low level of body fat on a certain date. I think everybody else can do it through fat loss plateau breaking things like finishers, carb cycling, using different ingredients that are going to support your health on top of your metabolism. But I'm personally not a massive fan. I don't really like people using the over-the-counter fat burners for that reason, purely because the mental issue and the physical and physiological response when you come off it can be very disheartening to a lot of people. However, if you've mentally prepared yourself in advance that you're probably going to rebound, you're probably going to have less energy because you'll have a less intake of stimulants and caffeine, and you don't mind being tired all day until your central nervous system comes back to normal, and you don't mind rebounding out and being more bloated when you come out the other side because you're not digesting food as well, then by all means use them, but just mentally prepare yourself beforehand. But that being said, there are certain supplements you can take in isolation that can work incredibly well for getting you in shape. Now, this is mainly for people looking for fat loss and getting leaner. If bulking up is your goal, you're going to stick with your things like your creatine, your beta-alanine, and making sure you have a good protein, your leucine, your branched-chain amino acids. But for people that are looking for fat loss, my go-to is, and people that have listened to this podcast know that I'm a big fan of green tea extract, particularly a green tea extract with an ECGC compound, which means that when you consume a green tea extract supplement with that compound, ECGC, at 45% or higher, it can have a positive effect on your metabolism in terms of your body's ability to burn more calories. So that's one of my go-to supplements if I'm trying to get leaner or get in shape for a show, a shoot, when I was competing and living that lifestyle, or now when I'm just trying to get a little bit leaner for the summer for different events and different things that I'm going to, green tea extract is my go-to. The other two then I'm going to recommend because you can use these through the year and they can definitely indirectly help with fat loss, and they're my two go-to supplements right now, particularly in the summer. One is an omega-3, an extra strength omega-3. So one of the, anyone that's following my Snapchat for a while, you know that omega-3 and a probiotic are normally the supplements that I'm like never cheap out on, because you will get what you pay for with a probiotic and you'll get what you pay for with omega-3. The main active ingredients, EPA and DHA in omega-3, need to normally be at about half the percentage of the capsule. So if you have 1,000 milligrams of omega-3, you want that EPA and DHA to be at least 500 mcgs, or half the actual dose is normally a good, again, it's a general rule, if it's up or down, you know, 15-20% on that, it's not going to make too much of a difference. But the cheaper versions will have barely any, and all the benefit of reducing the inflammation in your body, which means that your vital organs can perform better, can make you better at burning body fat and make you leaner in the process by reducing inflammation in your body as a whole, on top of being amazing for brain cognition and actual memory retention and heart health and all the studies that omega-3 have been shown to do. It's an incredible supplement and a very underrated supplement for fat burning. There's a great book by Ori Hofmeckler called Minimum Fat, Maximum Muscle. Now, it's a pretty heavy read, but the main takeout of the omega-3 section is he talks that you want your omega-3 to be at about 3-to-1 ratio to omega-6 to put you into a positive fat burning state. So that would mean eating a lot of oily fish in order to get that balance. So it's normally easier to supplement it back in. It's the reason I mentioned it in the supplements and not omega-3 as a food source, even though it is just as important, and it's essentially the same. If you're getting a good wild fish source, you're getting a high level of omega-3 with that as well. But I don't eat as much fish anymore, so I supplement back in and hedge my bets with a supplement. So that's the reason I mentioned it here. And the last one then is apple cider vinegar, which is one that is a little bit over and underrated in terms of it doesn't have a direct impact on fat loss, but can massively support your body's ability to get leaner through your reduced acidity in the body. What happens in life right now with the foods that we eat and just the air that we breathe, our bodies can be in a lot more in an acidic state. So when you're in that acidic state, it means you have a higher inflammation in your body, it means you're not going to be as good at building muscle, it means you're not going to be as good at losing body fat, it means your performance won't be as good mentally or physically. When you take apple cider vinegar, it can bring you back into a more alkaline state, which can speed up all of those things I just mentioned. So if your vital organs and you have less inflammation in your body, if your vital organs are functioning at optimal level and you have less inflammation in your body, it makes building muscle and losing body fat easier, or improving sporting performance quicker for people that use it as a supplement. I normally just take 2 tablespoons first thing in the morning with some water, and just neck it back like a shot because the shit tastes fucking horrible. So I normally just take it like that every morning with my omega-3, and that normally works very, very well. So they're kind of honorary mentions that you can use all through the year. The reason I mention them is because they're long-term health supplements that can support fat loss on a longer-term scale, but they also work in the short term for people looking to get leaner for the summer. So hopefully you guys got loads of value from this episode. It's that time of year that, as I said, set a target, set a goal, get a plan, and then play around with those couple of tips that I've said and try and make them work best for you. For more information on me or for more information on my Top 50 Online program or my GA Lean Body program, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com. For my social media, my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube's all Brian Keen Fitness. And my Snapchat, which is my most active platform at the minute, is BrianK019. So I put up my workouts on there, the food I'm eating, the supplements I'm using, the books I'm reading, basically everything on Snapchat. So if you're following me on anything, definitely head over to my Snapchat, BrianK019. Massive thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic, who puts together and edits all my episodes for the podcast. Cullum's awesome. Anyone that needs a podcast, definitely can't recommend him enough. Thanks again for downloading. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you all soon. Can't